much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering expose of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The Pope in the hospital, Pope John Paul II, suffering from breathing problems and the flu, has been rushed to the hospital in Rome. The 84-year-old Pope has been suffering from the flu since Sunday and apparently taken to the hospital after suffering what was called a breathing crisis. In Washington, debating Gonzalez, Democrats will not try to filibuster Alberto Gonzalez's nomination to be Attorney General, but they will hold extensive debate over his role in developing the Bush administration policy on foreign detainees. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says today there will be an up or down vote. A filibuster, the parliamentary tactic for delaying Senate action, would require Republicans who hold the 55-44 majority in the Senate to win over at least 5 Democrats, or 4 Democrats plus an independent, Jim Jeffords. Reid is predicting today at least 25 or 30 Democrats would vote against Gonzalez, but he says there was a decision made not to filibuster. Kidnapped American or a fake photograph? A website posted a photograph of what it claimed was a kidnapped U.S. soldier today. Doubts quickly raised, though, about its authenticity. U.S. military saying no soldiers are missing. An American toy manufacturer says the figure in the photo does resemble very closely one of its military action figures, which was originally produced for sale at U.S. bases in Kuwait. Liam Cusack of the toy company Dragon Models USA said the image bore a striking resemblance to their African-American version of the Cody action figure. Compared side by side, the two images do look very similar. U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad says, quote, no units have reported anyone missing. A former U.S. Army guard at Abu Ghraib prison in Baghdad has pleaded guilty to 3 of 5 charges against him as part of a deal with prosecutors. The agreement with Sergeant Jamal Davis comes the day before his scheduled trial, stemming from the notorious prison abuse case. Davis pleaded guilty to dereliction of duty, battery, and making a false official statement to Army investigators. Those charges carry a maximum prison sentence of 6.5 years. The New Jersey soldier pleaded not guilty to 2 other charges, conspiracy and maltreating detainees. A spokesman for the prosecution confirms a plea deal was made, but no further comment. Military officials say a plan to increase the military's death benefits should not have anything to do with where the service member died. The Bush administration proposing an increase to $250,000 in payments to the families of U.S. forces killed in Iraq, Afghanistan, and future war zones. Democrats argue the increased benefits should cover military personnel who die while on active duty in the military and not just those in combat. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
The Learning Annex and real estate genius Dr. Al Lowry present a free seminar in New York at 9 a.m. on Saturday, February 5th.
Over 21,000 people attended last year's Learning Annex Real Estate Wealth Expo, featuring Donald Trump, Rich Dad Robert Kiyosaki, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and Dr. Al Lowry.
Real estate genius Dr. Al Lowry was a smash hit. We've convinced Dr. Lowry to return one day only on Saturday, February 5th, to conduct a completely free all-day seminar to teach you how he's making millionaires out of ordinary people just like you.
Space is limited, but it's not too late to get in.
Dr. Lowry will show you how to buy foreclosures below market value, how to buy a home with less than $50 and without a credit statement.
This Learning Annex seminar is free.
It happens Saturday, February 5th. Call the Learning Annex right now to reserve your spot to meet real estate genius Dr. Al Lowry at 1-800-US-ANNEX.
That's 1-800-872-6639 or log on to learningannex.com.
Don't miss out. Call the Learning Annex at 1-800-US-ANNEX now.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers. Answers.
Unfiltered.
Wednesday on Unfiltered. Heavens to Bessie. Corporate farms are trying to sour your organic milk. Colonel, well, don't just sit on the stool, fool. Are you tired of your landlord milking you for too much rent? March, march, march for your rights today. Plus, don't forget the Pap Attack with Mike Papantonio. Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April.
On Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for spending some time with us this evening. We have a jam-packed program for you. It's a flying monkey right fest tonight. For some reason, there are more stories about the insanities of conservatives tonight than most nights, which is really saying something. We have some sound clips for you tonight. Simple Scotty holding one of his toy press conferences today. Also, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Stick around for that one. You're going to like it. And Yoda from the Star Wars trilogy. And stick around and you'll find out what I mean by that. All right?
What does he mean?
Stick around. An update. Remember we told you about the Denver police sergeant, one Michael Karasik, who threatened to arrest a woman because she had a bumper sticker on the back of her pickup truck that said F. Bush. Remember that? It didn't say F. It said the whole F word. And he went out and he said, get the bumper sticker off, I'm going to arrest you. And it got real nasty. And the driver of the car, a woman named Shasta Bates, was confronted not just by the cop, but a couple other people apparently got in her face. And so she decided to report him. She filed a complaint against this cop with the Denver Police Department. Well, according to Rocky Mountain News, the police sergeant will be disciplined for threatening to arrest this woman. In Internal Affairs, it says here, Internal Affairs investigation took just a day to complete, and the allegation against the officer was upheld. spokesman for the police department declined to say what the discipline would be, but he said that all the department's officers will receive what is called, quote, training about the topic, end quote. Now, the reason, aside from the fact I like to, come back with updates on things that we talk about on this program, it makes you wonder. Remember what we talked about last night? The high school students, only one in three feel that, let me rephrase it. One in three feels like the First Amendment that guarantees basic rights of citizenship and freedom in this country. One in three high school students feel First Amendment goes too far in guaranteeing those rights, right? And only half said that newspapers should be allowed to publish without government approval. It's real scary when you have 35% of your high school population coming down in favor of restricting freedom and half coming down in favor of government censorship, prior censorship of articles. That's pretty scary. So that brings up the question then in my mind, I wonder what the students who were questioned, the 100,000 students who were questioned about this, I wonder how they feel about the case in Denver. Whether or not the woman who had the F. Bush on the back of her pickup truck should have been taken to jail. I would imagine that the one in three who say that First Amendment goes too far, they would say, yeah, lock her up. And the half that said newspapers should not publish without government approval, maybe they feel that the editors of the Rocky Mountain News should be jailed for reporting the story to begin with. Scary stuff. We live in scary times. It's official now. The former Democratic Party, what's left of the Democratic Party, there are still a few decent people in the Democratic Party. I'm talking about national leadership. I'm talking about in Congress. But it's official now. Democrats will not filibuster the nomination of Alberto Gonzalez to be Attorney General. Will not. That's the only weapon they had to keep this killer out of office, to stop him from becoming the top law enforcement officer in the United States. Here's a guy who sanctions terror. What the hell has happened? Once again, anybody has any questions about whether or not to stay with the Democratic Party? Are you crazy? I'm not saying don't be a Democrat. I'm not saying don't be a liberal. Don't be a progressive. Of course. But not in the party that calls itself the Democratic Party. So here's the word from Harry Reid, the Democratic leader in the Senate. He told reporters after their Democrats got together for their weekly planning session, he said, quote, there will be an up or down vote. That means it will go to the floor of the Senate. And Harry Reid says at least 25 or 30 Democrats would vote against Gonzalez. At least? There are 44 Democrats in the Senate. How can 15 or 20 Democratic senators vote for somebody who says it's okay to gouge out eyeballs and cut off testicles and torture people just for the sheer hell of it? Not because they have information about an imminent attack on a nursery or a kindergarten in Des Moines, Iowa. No, not for that. Maybe in those instances you could justify extreme pain. But these are people that are caught up in street sweeps, for God's sake. In downtown Baghdad, what's left of it. So here we have the Democratic Party. Democratic Party says, nah, it's okay. It's okay. Now, what are they going to do instead of filibustering? Well, the leadership Democratic Party says they will hold extensive debates in the Senate over Gonzalez's role in developing the Bush administration's policies on treating foreign detainees. That means the Bush administration's policies. That means Gonzalez's policies on torture. Democrats, you make me want to vomit blood. I have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? I cannot believe the Democratic Party has sunk into this kind of crap. You want some more? You want some more? Huh? Here, let me give you some more on the Democrats. How about John Kerry? You want something on Kerry? He was on Meet the Press, right? Last Sunday. Did you see it? He was shown on the program a videotape of his fellow Massachusetts Senator Ed Kennedy calling for a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq, beginning with the immediate removal of at least 12,000. Okay? Now, NBC's chief whore chief media whore, media whore number one, Tim Russert, says to Kerry, "Well, do you agree with Senator Kennedy that 12,000 American troops should leave at once?" Replied Kerry, "No." Media whore number one, Tim Russert, came back with, "Well, do you believe there should be a specific timetable of withdrawal of American troops?" Kerry repeated, "No." So, if you watch it the way I watched it, this was Kerry divorcing himself from Kennedy's position. No, Kerry doesn't want... What? Kerry doesn't want the war to end? Kennedy apparently does, or it's trying to. So, Kerry is embracing the Bush policy. And that is military occupation and death and destruction in that sad little country for years to come. There's your Democratic standard bearer. There is the guy that a lot of us voted for. There you are. There you have it. Do you think we ought to get the troops out? Now. Do you think there ought to be a timetable for getting it? Now. Now, all Russert was trying to do, don't forget, Russert works for General Electric, one of the largest purveyors of death and destruction in the history of the human race. So, you know, Russert is a media whore. That's all he is. He's paid to get out there and ask questions like that of people like Senator John Kerry, so that they can get him on record, Kerry, on record, affirming the fact that both parties in this country are the same. They are both corrupt. They are both about war and death and destruction. And some of you folks still send me emails saying, "Well, Mike, how can you leave the Democratic Party?" Please. Please. Oh, Kerry went on to say he would approve the Bush administration's demand of another $80 billion. Now, nobody's saying anything about the $11 billion that's disappeared down a rat hole. So Kerry says, "Well, yeah, I'll vote for the $80 billion in additional funding for the Iraq war." This is a Democrat? No, it is not. This is the guy I voted for, huh? How about that? In my naivete, God, do I feel stupid. Oh, do I feel stupid. John Kerry would be better than George Bush, Malloy said over and over again. I apologize to anybody who listened to this program and in your decision-making process factored in what you heard on this program to vote for Kerry. God forgive me. You forgive me, please. I deeply apologize. I am embarrassed and I am ashamed. And after the extreme debates they're going to have on Gonzales, the Democrats, you know what they're going to do? They're going to hold their breath until they turn blue and poopy in their pants. That's what they're going to do.
And smell the chopper. Sit up and pay attention. Stand up.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Montana has joined the list of red states where state employees face problems from Republicans over collective bargaining. Republicans in Montana's State House are holding up approval of a collective bargaining agreement reached between the Montana Public Employees Association and Governor Brian Schweitzer. Schweitzer is a newly elected Democratic governor. Tom Schneider, executive director of the Montana Public Employees Association, says state employees face a political stalemate forced by Republicans in Montana who control half of the State House.
Now we have a stalemated situation where at the present time we don't have a pay bill per se before the legislature because the Republicans refuse to back off of their proposal and the Democrats are sticking with what was negotiated with the governor.
Schneider says state workers in Montana have the right to strike and it would be a shame if that had to happen to enforce an agreement that the governor has already approved. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
Planet Jones. planet.
Rudy Wiedemann, president and CEO of Biodiesel Solutions, empowers people to be energy independent.
We sell to families, co-ops, ranchers, farmers, small fleet owners to allow them to turn used French fry oil from their restaurants in their local community into clean-burning biodiesel fuel.
Biodiesel is an earth-friendly fuel.
When you burn the biodiesel, you are reducing the overall pollution by 70 to 80% in comparison to diesel.
Make your own biodiesel with the Fuelmeister.
The Fuelmeister is user-friendly. We make it very convenient. You don't have to move hoses around. All you have to do to operate it is flip a switch or turn a valve handle.
They teach you the craft so you can be confident in making your own high-quality fuel. More online at
biodieselsolutions.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Puramind.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, I already did, but I was referring to Democratic Party leadership tonight. God, they make me sick. I don't know about you. I feel like an orphan. I really do. And I'm sincere in that apology. I lay awake at night sometimes and I think, you get on your little toy radio program and you tell people, oh, vote for John Kerry. Not that anybody listens to you, but just supposing, Malloy, that somebody, I mean, a lot of people hear you, but nobody listens to you. Supposing somebody would say, well, I'm kind of undecided. I guess I'll do what Malloy said. And vote. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. And I am ashamed. That's all. Okay, not going to belabor the point. Now, you want some more? The Democratic Party leadership says they're going to support Gonzalez. That's what they're saying. The Democrats want, of course the Republicans do. The Republicans are sick monsters. And what are the Democrats? What's the Democratic Party leadership? I don't know. But what they're saying is, for Attorney General of the United States, they want somebody who believes in torture. Think about it. Think about it. Yoo-hoo. Now, we already have torture in American prisons. It's just something that the news media, the whorish punk news media that we have, they don't report on it. And besides, if they did, you see the right wingers would say, you're talking about those country club prisons. Well, if they do the crime, they got to do the time. Which, fine, I agree with that. But doing the time does not include having a broomstick rammed up your rectum. Rectum almost killed him. I know it's an old joke and it's not even funny. But torture already exists here. Now we have Gonzalez, who has perfected what do we call it? Overseas torture. Torture on non-national prisoners, non-American prisoners. Guess what's going to happen when this horrible, horrible man becomes Attorney General of the United States? Now, the Democrats could stop it. All they have to do is continue the filibuster. The Republicans would have to come up with five Democratic senators, or four Democrats and Jim Jeffords. But the Democrats won't do that. Nah, they don't care. And then John Kerry says, yeah, he supports the war. No, he doesn't think people will come up. Here's a guy, John Kerry, who came back from Vietnam. He saw what an illegal, vicious, violent war consisted of, with the deaths of hundreds of thousands, nay, millions of civilians being butchered. And he comes back in 72, and says, no, it's bad. We should get out of there. We've got to get out of there. And now that he's turned 61, what happened to him? Now he advocates more killing in a war that is even more illegal than the one he participated in? I understand, no point kicking a dead horse, but he's not totally dead. He's a senator from the Massachusetts. So he comes back from his war, based on lies and deception and overthrowing governments and assassinations and murders and wet operations, asked Dick Armitage. He comes back from that and My Lai and all the horror that went on there. He comes back and says, no, hey, America, yo, look here. It's horror. The horror. And eventually public pressure built to a point where the United States got out. We were defeated. And we have a wall in Washington with 58,246 names of dead Americans who had no reason to die. And somewhere in Vietnam, there are the names of 2.5 to 3 million Vietnamese who didn't have to die. God. So now John Kerry, he doesn't like his war, but he wants more involuntary combat people. These people didn't sign up. These reservists and National Guard, they didn't sign up to go do this. They bought into the commercials on television. Oh, be all you can be. Join the Army and learn. Join the National Guard and learn how to run a computer. Joke's on you. Joke's on you. The joke's on you. Now you're dead. Just astonishing. Now, get this. You want to know how bad it really is? There's an advocacy group, a real one, called USA Action. USA Action. You know how they do that, USA. US Action. It said on Monday that four television networks said yesterday had turned down its request, US Action, to run an advertisement opposing Bush's effort to clamp down on medical malpractice lawsuits. This is the payback to the pharmaceutical companies. This is a payback to the AMA. This is a payback that Bush gives to incompetent, to people who cause suffering. What's the figure? Somebody help me out. Is it 90,000 or is it 190,000 people who go into hospitals every year come out dead because of accidents, mistakes, not because of their illness? And what does Bush say about, the Hospital Corporation of America and all these big businesses? No, sorry. If you go in and come out dead, it's roll of the dice. That means you won't use that hospital again, right? That's how the free market works. Oh, wait a minute, you're dead. Okay. Well, then your wife won't go there, right? Because she might get dead, too. That's how the free market works. So this group, U.S. Action, wanted to run spots just before Bush's State of the Union address tomorrow night. Guess what the network said? You're way ahead of me. Stick around, I'll tell you when we come back. But you already know. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Denorex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denorex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denorex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denorex.com.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just Golden Coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code METRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer.
You know how I've said you're my shining star?
Yes.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. Open it.
Oh, wow. You named a star after me?
It's the best Valentine's gift ever. For $54, International Star Registry will record your star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office and send you a personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. That's 800-282-3333 or starregistry.com.
Valentine, you're my star.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom, with 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
You've heard Ambrosia sing the news on Air America's Unfiltered. Now you can bring Ambrosia home when you buy Ambrosia Sings the News 2004. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the Ambrosia Sings the News banner. Buy a copy of Ambrosia singing about all the absurd news of the past year.
You know, the year just passed, had lots of nasty girls and naughty boys. Somehow got promotions, big fat raises, brand new shiny toys.
Go to AirAmericaRadio.com to get your copy of Ambrosia Sings the News 2004.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. So here's the deal. To recap very quickly, there's a group, U.S. Action, advocacy group, that is in opposition to Bush's effort to clamp down on medical malpractice lawsuits. Now, what media usually doesn't tell us is the fact that most of these humongous awards are eventually reduced on appeal to begin with. And what was this, a statistic I read? Somebody will look this up, I'm sure, but something like 2%, 3%, I know it's single digits, of all lawsuits are these mega awards, and they are usually cut sometimes by as much as 90% on appeal. Remember the almost apocryphal story of the old lady who bought a cup of hot McDonald's coffee and it spilled and she got third-degree burns on her thighs and yada, yada, yada. And I remember how the right wing went crazy, especially on radio, about, oh, she won $3 million or $2 million or $1 million or whatever the hell it was. What they didn't tell you is the follow-up, how it was reduced dramatically, 90% of it, 80% of it, down to the point where it covered her expenses, didn't cover skin grafts. Okay, it's that sort of thing. Now, Bush uses this as a red herring. And people go for it. People go for it. So this group, U.S. Action, wants to present an opposing point of view. That's all, just to present an opposing point of view. And they wanted to run their commercial before Bush's State of the Union address tomorrow night. But the network said the advertisement violated their standards for advertising on controversial issues. Don't you want to smash something right now, huh? Don't you want to pick up your radio or your computer or your television or your mother-in-law and just smash it into the ground when you hear a statement like that? That the networks said the advertisement violated, I didn't mean to say that about your mother-in-law, the advertisements violated their standards for advertising on controversial issues, so they're not going to run it because a group, an advocacy group, wants to present an opposing point of view. Not anymore. This is corporate America. There is one point of view. One. Only one. NBC Television Network told the group, "We're sorry, but we cannot accept your ad based on our network policy regarding controversial issue advertising." Sorry, next. NBC has a general rule that says time will not be sold on NBC network facilities for the presentation of views on controversial issues. But they will devote 95% of their broadcast free out of the mouths of thugs like Brian Williams, supporting policies, advocating policies that cause death and destruction and loss of respect for the United States globally. But somebody wants to oppose Bush's, sorry, we don't do that. ABC, sorry. CBS, nope, can't do it. Fox, no. CNN plans to run the advertisement. Jennifer Toner, a spokeswoman for CNN Advertising Sales, says,
we accept advocacy advertising. Our viewers understand that such ads may have a slant.
Of course, oh, good for you, Jennifer. Fine, you're going to take the ad. Here's a gold star. There, there's your gold star. Now, do something about Wolf Blitzer, will you? Or Judy Woodruff. Or the rest of these right-wingers. You're going to take an advocacy ad. Oh, bless your heart, Jennifer. I'm sorry, you're in sales. You don't have squat to say about editorial content. Never mind. Now, as you know, Bush wants very strict limits on medical malpractice litigation. Caps on damages for pain and suffering, that sort of thing. Pain and suffering, screw you. If you take your 3-year-old into the hospital because your 3-year-old has appendicitis, and they inadvertently take out the little tyke's liver, and he dies, what does Bush want you to have? Well, nothing. Pain and suffering. Sorry, here's $100,000. Go make another baby. And don't think about abortions. What? Your wife's 40 and you're 51? Well, okay. If you do some sonograms and find out that it's not exactly what you want in there, no abortion, but here's $100,000. I hate these pigs. I just hate them. In the advertisement that the networks will not run, a guy named Dylan Malone of Everett, Washington, says his son Ian suffered severe brain damage at birth as a result of medical errors and died before his 5th birthday. Dylan Malone says, President Bush is siding with the insurance, HMO, and drug companies, trying to end what they call frivolous lawsuits, while 100,000 Americans like Ian die each year because of medical errors. Mr. President, Malone says in the spot, let's fix the health care mess, but please stop blaming the victims. My son's life was not frivolous. No, Mr. Malone, your son's life wasn't frivolous. Not to you, not to me, not to people listening to this program. To George Bush, your son's life wasn't worth a flea bite on some of the Arab's ass. It meant nothing. 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 I don't know. Okay, here's a little more, as long as we're on a roll. Now, as I tell you this one, think of the words arms control and non-proliferation. Now, if you're over a certain age, you know what that means. This is something you and I grew up with. Well, starting around the 60s. When it became apparent that blowing up nuclear bombs in the atmosphere was not a good thing to do. You know, testing. That blowing up nuclear bombs underground was not a good thing to do. You know. And that having 35,000 nuclear bombs, each one equivalent to about 1,000 times the power that destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, was, again, not a good thing to do. So way back then, for whatever reason, back in the 60s, Khrushchev and Kennedy, Khrushchev and Johnson, and all the negotiators, everybody said, well, let's have nuclear disarmament. Let's have treaties. Let's have non-proliferation. We got to stop the spread of these nuclear weapons. You know, this is, oh, my God. So everybody got to work trying to do this. At least that's what you and I and the rest of humanity was told. Arms control. Doesn't that have kind of a I Love Lucy flavor to it? It's kind of arms control. That goes way back, doesn't it? $64,000 question. Fins on the backs of Chevrolets. Arms control. Here's another old term, non-proliferation. Stop the average person under 40 and say, what does non-proliferation mean? And they'll look at you, get out of here, I don't have any change. Arms control, non-proliferation. Okay, you got the words in your head. Okay, good. A group of hardline officials. Now, that means killers. That means they're about to be hired by the Bush administration. Anytime an article begins this way, a group of hardline officials, it means that they're about to take over policy decisions in this criminal administration. And their decisions may affect your life, your mama's life, your children's lives, and the lives of, oh, I don't know, 6-7 billion people on the planet. A group of hardline officials known as nuclear hawks is being promoted in a shakeup of the Bush administration's arms control and non-proliferation teams, according to officials close to the administration. Arms control. The total destruction of language. Double plus ungood. It's double plus ungood to think in these terms. The bastard Goldstein is right out there waiting to kill us all. It is double plus ungood. Big Brother loves you. How many fingers am I holding up? They call this arms control and non-proliferation. The latest appointment announced by Bush on Monday is a killer named Jack Crouch, who used to be the ambassador to, are you ready, Romania. And you wonder why I call these bastards vampires? What do you suppose he did in Romania? That's right. That's what he did. He went to the vampire training school with Chertoff. So here he is, Jack Crouch, the ambassador to Romania. Nice. He is to become the deputy national security advisor. Who will be the national security advisor? Chertoff, isn't he? No, he's the head of Homeland Destruction. No, Homeland, who's going to be? It doesn't matter anymore. Chertoff served in the Pentagon from 2001 to 2003 as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy. He has a long background in arms control. That's what it says here. This is from the Financial Times. He has a long background in arms control. That's in the second paragraph. In the first paragraph, it says a group of hardline officials known as nuclear hawks. Now, what does that mean? What's a nuclear hawk? Huh? Is that somebody that says, you know, nuclear weapons are bad for children and other living things. Maybe we ought to get rid of them. No, I don't think so. A nuclear hawk is somebody of the Donald Rumsfeld school. You know, Rumsfeld is still pushing once again for his burrowing nuclear weapons. These people are sick. They are so sick. So here's this guy, Jack Crouch, former ambassador to Romania. What are we having for dinner tonight? Here in the embassy. Oh, really? Is that what we are having? Oh, good. This guy now becomes Deputy National Security Advisor. In his Senate confirmation hearing in 2001, he was questioned on his support for U.S. testing nuclear weapons. Thought it was a good idea. And he will be one of our chief negotiators where it concerns, are you ready, arms control! Non-proliferation. Oh, it has such a 1950s sound to it, doesn't it?
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a Bayer made just for your heart, and it can have a big impact on your life. It's Bayer Low Dose. It was the first low-dose safety-coated aspirin, and it can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. And remember, no other brand prevents more heart attacks than Bayer. The more you know, the more you trust Bayer.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, "Dear Mr. Oric, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oric XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oric XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a 2-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2-2805. Call now.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house. And you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now. 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Had there been an actual emergency, your local station, in conjunction with the relevant federal authorities, would have broadcast the following pre-recorded announcement.
Dum-dum, dee-dum-dum, dee-dum-dum, dee-dum-dum. There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He'd duck and cover.
I view our nuclear arsenal as a deterrent. I'm interested in having an arsenal at my disposal.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck.
God, you're taking me back to my childhood, Kathy. Yeah, duck and cover. That's what Bert the Turtle says. And Bush wants a nuclear arsenal. What did he say? At his disposal? Do you know what the word disposal means? Huh? When you dispose of something, you use it. So, I don't know. Thank God Cheney carries the football, I think. On the other hand, Cheney is a dead man walking. We all know that. The only thing that keeps him going is a whole big set of electrodes implanted in his chest. Thump, 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 thump. No matter what happens. You know, he can be at an Auschwitz memorial. He can be wandering around Germany. Thump, 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 thump. It doesn't make any difference. He can sit down with his daughter and discuss gaydom. Thump, 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 thump. Nothing changes. Thump, thump. Until finally they decide Cheney is, you know, they pull the plug. Thump, thump.
Clear.
But here's Bush putting on his arms control and non-proliferation team, a group of officials known as nuclear hawks. Well, that's reassuring. Huh? Isn't that reassuring? Now, they just got rid of the State Department got rid of John Bolton, who was the Undersecretary for Arms Control. And Bolton was another. He was another one of these people that cut their teeth in Central America. This guy was a real murderer. They all are. But Bolton had the reputation of being the hawk of hawks in the Bush administration. But according to the Financial Times, one advisor in the Bush administration who asked not to be named said European governments were naive to believe that Bolton's resignation signaled a moderate approach. These new guys, he said, had less regard for arms control and more commitment to building a new generation of nuclear weapons. Do you understand this? You do. Well, good. They want to kill us all. You do understand that, too, don't you? They want to kill us all. Now, we mentioned last night that Iraq, what this new constitution that these poor, sad Iraqi misfits are going to try to put together now. This will be the perfect corporate state where there are no rights for individuals, there are no lawsuits against corporations, no unions, no corporate taxes, nothing. It's going to be a sump hole of corporatism. Right? The nuclear thing simply means that as a backup, we're going to have an entire new generation of nuclear weapons. What does that mean? It means that your kid, you have kids that are 3 years old. You know, I think about Molly, who's only 7 months old. And I wonder when she starts, of course, by this time, we'll probably be living in a different country if it comes to this. But, you know, I was thinking the other night, does this mean that when she's 6 years old, that she'll be singing Duck and Cover, la 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 la, Bert the Turtle, yada da 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 da, Duck and Cover. I remember when I was in, eighth, ninth grade. And we used to go to the auditorium for these films on how to survive a nuclear attack. And they have these kids, our peers, you know, have kids 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, walking down the street, there'd be a flash of light. And what were the kids? The flash of light was, you know, just the last thing you see before you turn into a piece of charcoal. But they didn't, you know, didn't tell it to you that way. They said flash of light. When you see the flash of light, immediately, if you're walking with a little girl, take your jacket off and cover her up, and then you lay down on the ground, get close to a building, and everything will be okay. If you're at home, get under your dining room table. If you're in school, get under your desk. So now the Bush crime family has put in positions of arms control and nuclear non-proliferation negotiators, people who believe in nuclear murder, people who believe in utter death. See, these people do believe, who is the guy, who is the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff back in Curtis LeMay. Curtis LeMay, during the Kennedy years, you know, he was involved in the assassination of Kennedy. Curtis LeMay wanted to nuke the entire Soviet Union, and when they were done with that, go ahead and get China. And Curtis LeMay's theory was not to worry because we're nuking them way over there, way over in Russia, so it's not going to hurt us in the United States. These people still believe that. They believe that filling the atmosphere with nuclear missiles and bombs, that somehow that nuclear fallout and dust and nuclear winter will not hit us. Do you understand how dangerous things are right now, Truth Seeker? Huh? Do you? And don't think about moving to Tuscany. That's not going to help you. There's no place to move to, right? There's only one thing to do. That's right.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
You'd have to be pretty hard-hearted not to be moved by the courage of the millions of Iraqis who insisted on turning out to vote last Sunday. But while celebrating the Iraqi people's bravery, we shouldn't have a mission accomplished moment. Sectarian divisions remain deep, and while Sunday's election shows you can manage to hold an election in the midst of an insurgency, it will not solve Iraq's central problems, restoring security, a ravaged infrastructure, and the country's sovereignty. As long as the occupation continues, any Iraqi government or constitution will lack the legitimacy needed to build a stable and unified Iraq. For the sake of Iraq's future and the lives of our young men and women, the U.S. should begin an orderly withdrawal, coordinated with stepped-up U.S. and international economic assistance. The best long-term outcome is for Iraqis to regain control of their country and sort out their own future. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor of The Nation magazine for Air America Radio.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Hi, this is Larry King. If you're drinking orange juice to be healthy, why not consider drinking Welch's 100% grape juice, too? According to research, Welch's 100% grape juice has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it's actually good for your heart. So while OJ may be a good way to start your day, delicious Welch's grape juice is a great way to enjoy your life. Welch's 100% grape juice. Be heart smart. Pour yourself a glass today.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. A breathing crisis. Pope John Paul II's in the hospital suffering from breathing problems, and he's had the flu since Sunday. The 84-year-old Pope, according to a Vatican official, suffered a breathing crisis. Vatican saying there is no reason for serious concern, saying the Pope's condition is not worrisome. Another report said the Pope was brought to the hospital as a precaution. Pope John Paul has Parkinson's disease as well as chronic hip and knee problems. The Vatican announced earlier that it had canceled the Pope's engagements for the next few days because of his illness. The U.S. military says they are now looking into a claim that Iraqi militants have taken an American soldier hostage. But an American toy maker says the figure shown in that photo on a website appears to be one of its action figures, a toy. Dragon Models USA says the image looks just like the figure made by the company, and therefore the photo on the website would be a hoax. The field is narrowed in the race to be Democratic National Party chairman, increasing the chances for Howard Dean. Former Texas Congressman Martin Frost dropped out today after organized labor decided against endorsing anyone. That leaves Dean and 3 challengers. Earlier today, David Leland, former chairman of the Ohio Democratic Party, dropped out and endorsed Howard Dean. Frost aides say he hasn't endorsed anybody, but he is acknowledging Dean is the probable winner, and he called to congratulate him on running a strong campaign. Martin Frost says Dean's challenge, quote, will be to unite the party and to win elections in every region of the country. Senate Democrats will not filibuster the nomination of Alberto Gonzalez to be Attorney General. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says there is a general feeling among Democrats, quote, this wasn't the time to filibuster. Reid says he expects less than half the Senate Democrats to vote to confirm Gonzalez. Many Democrats have been sharply critical of the nominee for Attorney General, especially over his role in developing the Bush administration policies on treating foreign detainees. Some say he's directly linked with prisoner abuses that occurred at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, as well as in Afghanistan and at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The Senate will debate Gonzalez's nomination for 10 hours, so a confirmation vote will probably occur in the next couple days. A federal judge overturned a rule change today that would have allowed ranchers to kill wolves that are seen attacking livestock. The judge in Portland, Oregon, ruled the Bush administration violated the Endangered Species Act when it relaxed protections on gray wolves. 2 years ago, the U.S. reclassified the gray wolves in most of the U.S. as threatened instead of endangered. The Environmental Group Center for Biological Diversity says the rule change allowed ranchers to shoot wolves on sight if they said they were attacking livestock. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We're talking to the men who want to lead the Democratic Party. First, we had Donnie Fowler. Yeah. Now it's Wellington Webb. Huh? What? Well, we'll have something, including a preview of Bush's misstatements of the Union on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. As promised, we're going to do Uncle Mike's Story Corner here. And coming up in a few minutes, some sound from Simple Scotty McClellan and the doofus himself. Ha ha, there it is. It's time once again, kiddies, for Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Everybody all snug in your jammies? Got a cup of hot chocolate? Huh? Did you like the duck and cover song? Wasn't that nice? Huh? Yeah. Okay, gather around. Tonight's story is presented by the Associated Press. That's a group of journalists who get news out to everybody. Do you know what news is? Can you say news? That's good. Can you say Associated Press? That's good. All right. Now, the title of tonight's story, kiddies, is Soldier Awarded Purple Heart Deserts to Canada. And here's what it says. Rather than face another tour of duty in Iraq, a Lexington, Kentucky soldier who won a Purple Heart after he was wounded by a roadside bomb has deserted to Canada. Daryl Anderson, 22, wounded in Iraq last April, was deeply disillusioned about the war, according to his mother, Anita Anderson. The possibility of another tour in Iraq this summer was something he couldn't face, she told the Lexington Herald leader. When Anderson's holiday leave in Lexington ended 3 weeks ago, he didn't return to his army unit in Germany. Instead, he fled to Canada, where he's hoping the Canadian government will provide a refuge for him and a small number of U.S. military deserters who want to avoid the war. Anderson said by telephone from Toronto on Monday, quote, I started to think, what's it really for? I was willing to die for my country. I thought I was going over there to defend my country, but that's not what I was doing, end quote. When he came home from Iraq last July, Anita Anderson said her son seemed fine but was deeply changed when he returned home on leave again at Christmas. Miss Anderson said of her son, he paced the floor constantly, never once slept through the night. He would get up in the middle of the night and go out walking. He was having nightmares. He was depressed. He couldn't even watch a movie. Anderson might be allowed to stay in Canada but never be able to return home again to see his parents or his four-year-old daughter without risking arrest. His daughter now lives with her mother. Anderson joined the Army in January 2003 to get money for college and to serve his country. He went to Iraq a year later with the Army's 1st Armored Division. Over the next 7 months, he was in the thick of the fights against insurgents, mostly in Baghdad. An incident last April changed his views concerning the fighting. Anderson was with a group of soldiers helping to defend an Iraqi police station that was under fire. Suddenly, a car swerved into the area, refusing to stop. Soldiers are expected to open fire when that happens because any stranger is a potential enemy, and any vehicle might contain a bomb. But Anderson never pulled the trigger of his M16. Anderson said, this car kept coming, and the other guys were yelling, why don't you shoot? Why don't you shoot? But I felt the car posed no threat. Then the window of the car rolled down, and it was just an Iraqi family. And I said to the guys, look, it's just innocent people. But they kept telling me, next time you open fire, we don't care. A few days later, Anderson was wounded by a roadside bomb. He received the Purple Heart, but he says the incident at the police station, not his wounds, convinced him that the war was wrong. He said he felt he was being forced to gun down innocent Iraqis. He said, quote, there are no weapons of mass destruction. Innocent people are killed every day. It's a war about money, to keep money in rich people's pockets. There is no way I can believe in that. I still believe in my country, but I can no longer be a part of the army or that war. The Pentagon has reported about 5,500 U.S. deserters since the war began. Anderson is one of about a dozen or so who have fled to Canada and sought the assistance of Toronto attorney Jeffrey House, who is representing them. House, himself a Vietnam draft dodger, is hoping to persuade Canadian officials to let them stay. Did you like that? That's Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Now, as Uncle Mike always says, you draw your own moral conclusion from that story, okay? But here's something you might want to tag on to it. Four prisoners have been shot dead by U.S. guards during a riot at an Iraqi jail, the U.S. military says. The trouble blew up at the Camp Buka prison in southern Iraq after a routine search of cells. Six other prisoners were injured in the unrest at the prison near the port of Umm Qasr, according to the military. The statement said prisoners were throwing rocks. Elsewhere in Iraq today, three U.S. Marines were killed in a roadside bombing south of Baghdad. It's astonishing, isn't it? Huh? It is indeed. All right, this let me get this done, and then we'll take some calls here. Patty and Nick sent this to me. This is an excerpt from TVNL, TV News and Lies. Today's editor's comments. Here it is. Did you ever wonder why the religious people in the U.S. tend to be Republicans? Well, people who accept religion by virtue of the fact they are people of faith are conditioned, or should I say accustomed, to accepting words as truth without having to examine any form of proof. Critical thinking is not part of their evaluation process. They are conditioned to believe in people, not in evidence, not in facts. Once they put their trust into the person delivering the words, they will believe anything said, regardless of what it is, that comes from that person, no matter how ridiculous it may sound. These trusted people yield a great deal of personal power. The Republican Party knows this, and they use this mind control to their advantage. Say what you want, but you cannot deny that accepting religion demands that you trust certain things to be true that you would not believe under most conditions. Once you are comfortable foregoing your own common sense, you become susceptible to anyone who can skillfully exploit that little flaw in your logic. Yeah, well, you know, and again, there's a difference. You know, don't send me emails and tell me, you know, I'm an atheistic bastard. You know, there's a difference, is there not, in accepting religion and being a person of a spirit, a spiritual person, or having faith? There is a vast, monumental difference, in my opinion. People who follow religious dogma or religious coda, I don't care what it is, I don't care what religion it is, are giving up so much of their own personal power, aren't they? Now, if it's done in an adult mind and willfully, okay, you know, it's each of us, it's our lives, we do anything we want to. You know, but you give me a child until that child is five, and I'll have that child convinced that God is this chair that I sit up on a table in the dining room. That's very simple to do, and you know it's very simple to do. Every morning, starting when the child is 3 months old, we go out and pray to the chair. The chair makes sure that we're all healthy. The chair will take us to heaven once we die, and on and on and on. Sorry, that's the way it works. I'm talking religion. I'm not talking spirituality. I'm not talking about adhering to the philosophy of an avatar like Christ or the Buddha or Martin Luther King Jr. or Muhammad. That's not what I'm talking about. If you do that, good on you. Good on you. That's wonderful. Because they had great messages. Do you think James Dobson or Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson have a great message? Their message is poison, death, murder, destruction, hatred, divisiveness, fear, greed, lust, envy, poison. See, there is a difference, isn't there? Oops, how'd I get off on that tangent? Oh, that's right. I read the email. All right, when we come back, your phone call. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the dinner rack she left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Dinorex. Dinorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Dinorex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Dinorex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest privately accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-800-853-4433. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now. 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-800-853-4433. That's 1-800-853-4433.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events. Business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week, when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
800-603-9978. Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Who wants to go first? How about Will, who is calling from Michigan? Will, welcome to the program. Where in Michigan are you listening, Will?
In the Lansing area.
Oh, okay. Well, hi.
I sent you an email yesterday. I don't know if you got it. Last week you mentioned Helen Caldicott.
Yes.
I'd like to talk about something she's been writing and speaking about recently.
Sure, go ahead.
Depleted uranium.
Yes. Yeah, we've talked about it. I've been talking about that issue. Oh my God, since 1997, I think. Since Clinton's war in Yugoslavia, and prior to that, the DU that was used in the first Iraq War.
Right. I've been looking at some stuff on the internet about DU, and it just It just blows my mind. In the first Gulf War, according to Russian military experts, 1,000 metric tons of depleted uranium was left on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that the health problems that this stuff causes is just unbelievable.
Well, and it's not just for discrete living individuals. It also is for fetuses. The reports of birth deformities from Iraq over the decade subsequent to the war against that country in 1991, the reports of birth defects have been horrendous. I mean, just beyond belief. Children being born with no head, children being born with no discernible gender. Children being born much like the thalidomide babies in Europe in the 60s.
Children with no eyes.
It's mind-boggling. And you see, we're not supposed to know that in this country because our war in Iraq, first of all, was a glorious war for the fatherland. But more importantly, we are not to know that weapons are made now of depleted uranium, which is an incredibly strong material that penetrates things. It penetrates tanks, it penetrates bunkers, and the radiation it gives off penetrates the ground and the soil and the water and the air and fetuses. But you'll never, ever, 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 ever see the anti-abortion crowd in this country parading with signs demonstrating against the use of depleted uranium, which causes not just miscarriages, but hideously, hideously deformed children. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it just boggles my mind that whoever thought of using this stuff for weapons should be dragged through the streets like Mussolini.
That's true, but that was probably the people who own NBC, General Electric.
Well,
or maybe people in the Carlyle Group, like George Herbert Bush.
Have you read anything about the civilian applications?
Oh, sure. I remember 5 or 6 years ago talking about the plans were to use depleted uranium in the production of old kitchen tables and chairs, kitchen utensils.
Apparently, they're using it in Formula One racing cars for counterweight to balance the vehicle.
In racing cars?
Yeah.
Jesus God.
They have a 600 kilogram weight limit under the rules of Formula One racing, and they strive to get the weight as low as possible, and then bring it up to the 600 kilogram mark by placing depleted uranium in strategic spots in the vehicle to balance it out.
God, you know what amazes me is the fact that the human race has lasted as long as we have, the things that we do. Will, at some night, we're going to talk about depleted uranium. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it, okay?
Thanks.
All right, you take care. It's a deep subject. It's an involved subject, and I can remember on WLS in Chicago, we used to talk about it a lot until I was more or less ordered by management at WLS to get away from topics like that. They were too dark and depressing. You remember that, Kathy? They were too dark and depressing. Jeff is calling from Atlanta. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. I guess now you're thinking maybe my idea a few months ago to get Jimmy Carter to burn a flag at his center wasn't such a bad idea, right?
Right.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding in a way.
I
but
know.
You know. But, you know, today for me, I felt like it was a couple of last straws. I finished reading House of Bush, House of Sod. Have you read it?
I've got it at home. Haven't read it. Hey, hold on a second. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, Jeff.
Okay.
I got to take a break here. I'll come right back. We'll pick it up in just a second. A quick break here. We'll be back. And also coming up after the break and after we talk with Jeff, before we go back to other phone calls, we're going to play these 5 or 6 sound bites. You got to hear this. George Bush being interviewed by Brian Lamb on public television about books. That's right, about books. You've got to hear this.
Lord, as empty as the bottle of whiskey in my shaking hand. There's gonna be a breeze in the valley tomorrow. Cause tonight we're gonna blow it.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident, and remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a 2-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code METRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults.
It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Al Franken Show.
I think the bow tie, it took a hit again, you know. After Armstrong Williams and Tucker Carlson, I don't know how much more the bow tie can take. This whole Armstrong Williams thing is a stain on the bow tie. Many of our finest public servants have raised the stature of the bow tie in our culture. The late Archibald Cox, the late Paul Simon, the late Daniel Patrick Moynihan, all of whom were buried in their bow ties.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. Back to Jeff, who's called in from Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Okay, you reached the...
My two last straws, or you might call them smoking guns. I mean, someone like me, you know, I think just like you, I'm always, when I come across people who support Bush, I'm thinking, what more do we need? What evidence, fact, do I have to show you to make you say, oh, this administration is corrupt, or this administration is inept, or, you know, on and on. People like you, it's like, and me, they're crazy. And what you read before about conditioning of religious people underscores the point I wanted to get at, which is, they really are crazy. And I don't mean it to be disrespectful or
No, I understand what you mean.
Humorous.
I understand, yeah.
Right, and people like us, especially person at a podium like you do, and Air America in general, we have to, and I just feel, it's frustrating because I feel like, look, you're talking to the converted, and any people who don't think like us listening right now, they're those crazy people. Mm-hmm. They're driving us crazy because we feel like, what does it take? Now, did you happen to hear when Janine went on, did like an exchange program with Sean Hannity, or know about it? Like 2 months ago, she went on his show, and then he came on his show that night.
Right, I heard some of it, right.
Yeah, I heard most of both programs. And, at first I was like, wow, Janine's on his show. I got to give Hannity credit. At least he is a gentleman or claims to be and tries to be, and then he's going to let the other side hear us out and such. And, of course, it went nowhere because you know how he plays his game and so on and so forth. But I thought, you know, maybe if Janine was to, if he's at least nice enough to talk to her and such, maybe if Janine were to say to him, listen, can we try to do this on my terms, with a camera or without a camera, maybe just behind closed doors, a few people, and sit him down, like in a C-SPAN type environment, or again, maybe just in private without cameras. And I have to believe that, you know, some of the stuff, like, tell everybody on listening, please, just read chapter 13 on House of Bush, House of Saud. Because, you know, I talk to Neil Boyce like every other day. I found out if you call the 404 number, you get through quite easily. And I keep trying to hit him over the head with these facts, things that you sure you know and list all the times, and they're whether they're genuine or not. But the other straw I wanted to mention was listening to Mike Savage as well as Sean Hannity today. They say we're racist because we don't approve of Rice and we don't approve of Gonzalez. And you know, Mark Luther told Al Franken, Harry Reid said that Clarence Thomas is an embarrassment, and that means he's a racist to say that. And I know it's, on the face of it, someone like you and me and our listeners are going, how is that not the most asinine way to look at things in your life?
Right.
I mean, well, one individual.
Well, it is. It is. But what does one expect from a very, very stupid little man like Sean Hannity, who's never had an original thought in his life? Trust me, he used to be here in Atlanta, as you know. Or the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, who has made a career out of hate, and Michael Savage, who is nothing but a self-hating Jew, and he is self-hating, who blasphemes, and I don't mean in a religious sense, but blasphemes every subject he touches. He's a sick, sick man. Here's the thing about these right-wingers, and I'm talking in a clinical sense now. These people are really sick, these right-wingers on radio and in some instances television. If you listen to that, that's why you cannot, don't ever think that sitting down in a controlled environment and laying out the facts for them would matter. You cannot penetrate paranoid schizophrenia. You cannot. It's there.
I pretty much agree with you, but I would like to believe that you said in a controlled environment. They're the host of the show, so obviously they control the environment and don't let you really make your point. I mean, I literally...
Well, No. What I was referring to is, like you said, if Janine could sit Hannity down in a room off camera, off microphone, and just show him stuff. But that's never, ever, ever going to happen. Listen, Jeff, I got to leave you there. I got to move on.
Okay.
All right? I'm sorry you reached the end of your rope, all right? Just keep hanging in. Indeed. Let's do some sound bites here before we lose our New York audience. Well, at least on the radio, you know, people can still listen on Sirius satellite radio, or they can listen on the internet. But I'm talking about WLIV. Simple Scotty McClellan, pre-State of the Union briefing today, and isn't that going to be something tomorrow night? Can't you just wait? Kathy's going to have to tie down everything in our house. That is not that can be tied down, because when we get home, we'll probably I'll see the television sitting there. I'll watch it here in the studio, and I'll start throwing things at the TV. So here we go. Will Chertoff, remember what his name means, son of the devil, get an easy debate in the Senate tomorrow? His confirmation thingy is coming up tomorrow. Chertoff, who is just another absolute killer. Will he have an easy debate in the Senate? Is water wet? The reporter says, Scott, on Michael Chertoff, are you expecting difficulties with his confirmation process, given some of the stories that are out there about how he may have advised the CIA on interrogation techniques? You said earlier, Scott, that you had issues, or you took exception to some of the stories out there. Can you elaborate on that?
Judge Chertoff is someone who enjoys wide respect for his work, both as head of the Criminal Justice Division and his work in other positions within government, such as being a U.S. attorney. This is respect that he enjoys from both sides of the aisle. We expect that Congress will move forward quickly and vote on his nomination as they begin the hearings.
Why do we play this? Why do we do this, Kathy? Why do we play the answers from this jackass? Everybody knows he's a jackass. I love this one. Russell Mokhiber, one of the real journalists in this country. He's in the same league as Greg Palast and Gene Lyons and people like that. But here's Russell Mokhiber. He's just not getting any love from old Scotty today. It's amazing they still let Russ Mokhiber in the building. He and Helen Thomas must sneak in the back gate, huh? Here's Mokhiber first, and then listen how McClellan just ignores him.
Well, Scott, last night in an amicus brief filed before the U.S. Supreme Court, the Justice Department came down in favor of displaying the Ten Commandments in courthouses and state houses around the country. The question is, does the President believe in Commandment Number 6, Thou Shalt Not Kill, as it applies to the U.S. invasion of Iraq?
Go ahead, next question. Yeah, on Social Security?
Did you hear that? Scott, last night in an amicus brief filed before the U.S. Supreme Court, the Justice Department came down in favor of displaying the Ten Commandments in courthouses and state houses around the country. The question is, Scott, does the President believe in Commandment Number 6, Thou Shalt Not Kill, as it applies to U.S. invasion in Iraq? And Scotty says, go ahead. Next question. Ken, go ahead. On Social Security? I didn't know the Justice Department came down in favor of displaying the Ten Commandments. If you're thinking about moving out of the country, Start thinking about it seriously. Now, many reporters here try to get Simple Scotty to explain exactly what kind of crisis Social Security was facing and tried to point out that Medicare was in much greater need of some attention, but Scotty, of course, have none of that. Almost said a bad word. The fact is, none of Bush's corporate Wall Street cronies have figured out how to benefit from a reformed Medicare, right? Anyway, this reporter, Ken, says, Scott, does the White House feel that the Congress and the populace is not quite there yet on acknowledging there is a crisis, or whatever word you want to use, that needs to be addressed?
Well, people can look the other way and stick their head in the sand and think that the problem will go away, but it doesn't, Ken. It gets worse over time. That's why we need to work together in a bipartisan way to address it now. Because if we don't, the options for fixing it become more limited and the consequences more severe for our future generations.
That Ken, the reporter Ken, he's not a reporter, he's another whore. He's a low-paid whore. Answering a question like that, does the White House feel that the Congress is not quite there yet on acknowledging there is a crisis? Huh? Don't you hate him? Okay, here it is. The good part of the program tonight, everything else pales in comparison. Brian Lamb, the C-SPAN founder, interviews Bunny Pants about books. I love this. This is mainly just for some kicks here. Brian Lamb asked Too Stupid to Chew His Food about his love of reading and his favorite books. No, Bush didn't repeat former favorites like Hop on Pop and The Very Hungry Caterpillar. He talked about actual adult authors this time, or he tried to. But while Kathy was watching the interview, she did think she saw him sneak a peek at something written on the back of his forearm once or twice. So here we go. This is your president, the leader of the free world, our public face to the entire globe. Here's Brian Lamb.
How much reading do you do a day, and what time of day do you read? I read, oh gosh, I'd say, you know, 10 maybe different memoranda prepared by staff.
About books.
Yeah, I'm reading, I think on a good night, maybe 20 to 30 pages. I'm exercising quite hard these days, and I get up very early. And so the book has become somewhat of a sedative. I'm traveling. When I travel a lot, I get a chance to read. And I'm downing quite a few books. And
There's nothing I can add to that. Jesus. All right, we gotta take a break here, don't we? Do we have to take a break? All right, we have two more. How much reading do you do? Oh, gosh, I'd say maybe 10 different memorandi prepared. What about books? Jesus, Bush, books! Not comics, not memos. He reads 20 or 30 pages. Kathy reads more than that to Molly every afternoon. And he says, I'm downing quite a few. Is that what he does? I travel a lot. I get a chance to read. I use them like a sedative. I'm downing quite a few books. No, you're downing your liquor, you drunk. At least he's not burning them yet, right? He's just, you know, suggesting other people burn them. I love to read. Yeah. I like them words.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
You knocks me out.
All right, back to the interview between the founder of C-SPAN, Brian Lamb, and George W. Bush about books. So now that it's established that, according to Bush, he actually reads books as much as 20 pages a day, what books have influenced him, right? That's a fairly standard question. So Brian Lamb says, what role have books played in your presidency?
History really matters for the president. And so I read a lot of history books. I'm reading the Washington book by Ellis right now. I read the Hamilton book by Chernoff, which I thought was a fascinating book. I can't remember all the books I've read, but I do read a lot of books. And from that, I'm able to, you know, gain a better appreciation of where we're going.
Which is straight to hell, right, Georgie? Huh? I'll read books. I read books. I don't remember them, but I read a lot. And they don't all have pictures in them either. And I, you know, I got books. I read books, Brian. Finally tonight, True Seekers, my favorite Bush clip of the year so far. Of course, the year is young. Tell me if he sounds like Yoda in The Empire Strikes Back to you.
You told a group here in the White House, I think in May of 2004, that every day you read Oswald Chambers.
You say, I read him every morning. He helps me understand how far I am on my walk.
Yeah, Oswald Chambers was one of the great Christian thinkers. His writings are very provocative, I think. And the easier it is to understand what he writes, the more understanding of religion a person becomes. And that's what I meant by that. It's an interesting gauge. Last year I read Oswald Chambers every day, and this year I'm reading the Bible every day.
As Yoda would say, to be understanding of me, do not you try. The easier it is to understand what he writes, I think the more understanding of religion a person becomes. Did you hear that too? Do you hear Yoda? Do you hear that little green bastard? To be understanding of me, do not you try. This year I'm reading, last year I read Oswald Chambers every day. This year I'm reading the Bible every day. That's what I'm doing, Brian. I'm reading the Bible every day. Did your microphones pick that up so the sheep out in the red states will go, oh, he's reading the Bible every day. Well, he's a man of Christ or God or one of them spooks. He is indeed. Bush is about as interested in the Bible as he is in commuting death sentences when because the person was innocent when he was governor of Texas. These people are sick. These people are sick. It's beyond sick. Jerky, our bureau chief at large. Jerky, where you been? We haven't heard from you in months. Damn it, you're supposed to check in with us once in a while.
Hi, Mike. I try some nights, but you have a lot of people calling in, so.
Yeah, you must have one hell of a travel budget.
Not as much as I'd like.
I hear you.
Hey, at the top of the show, you were talking about these studies about U.S. teens rejecting key freedoms.
We got into it last night, and then I referenced it again tonight. Yeah.
It's just it hit me like a ton of bricks today reading those stories that. When we consider the long game of what the conservative movement is all about in the United States, in the West, really, and we consider their success if the election results are even, close to being reflecting the true feelings of the American voting age public, knowing what we know and understanding what we understand, it seems like they've been pretty successful on adults with their brainwashing, basically. I'll call it brainwashing.
Yeah.
Imagine how effective it's been on people who were 3, 4, 5 years old when those planes hit those buildings and who have grown up in this environment, people who are now, it's been almost 4 years, so... People who were 5 when it happened, that's old enough to understand what's going on. They're now getting to be close to 10 years old, and soon they will be, 15, and soon after that they'll be 18, right. And they'll be voting, and what will their opinions be? They'll have been raised in a world where rights are seen as superfluous and kind of, not
quaint. Quaint.
and not central to what it means to be an American. That it's even un-American to complain about having your rights taken away from you. I mean that point is hammered home every night on by right wingers on the radio, on CNN, even the so-called left wing CNN, Fox News. I mean, forget about it.
Yeah.
I don't even think Fox News qualifies as propaganda anymore. I've been peeking at it every once in a while through my fingers, and it seems to be more like propaganda tries to convince people of something, and Fox News is just throwing red meat to their constituency. It's more like political pornography than propaganda per se.
Yeah, exactly. Political pornography is exactly what it is. Yeah, I can't believe that Mike Wallace's son, Chris Wallace, does what he does on that network. What is it, on Sunday mornings? It's just an obscenity.
The whole bunch of them, and I who I used to have respect for, oddly enough, was Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah.
When he was on CNBC, his show was the best thing on CNBC, and I think they basically snatched him away from there because he was. Did you used to watch him when he was on CNBC?
Oh yeah, yeah.
During the Monica Lewinsky thing.
Hey, hold on a second.
Yeah, I will.
Hold on. We got a break here. We'll be back. Stick around. We have some really good stuff coming up third hour. Aww, you folks in New York going to miss it? Switch over to the internet. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air.
Do you want the best in truth-telling independent news? Subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. In this issue, see how cities nationwide are forcing homeowners off their land to build strip malls. Learn how our government supports a violent West African dictatorship for access to its oil. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones digs deeper to bring you the real story behind the news at readmojo.com.
You know how I've said you're my shining star?
Yes.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. Open it.
Oh, wow. You named a star after me?
It's the best Valentine's gift ever. For $54, International Star Registry will record your star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office and send you a personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. That's 800-282-3333 or starregistry.com.
Valentine, you're my star.
Do you know somebody with a diesel car, truck, bus, or boat? Chances are they could be using biodiesel. Hi, I'm Josh Dickel, author of the upcoming book, Biodiesel America. Thanks to homegrown biodiesel, Americans are breathing easier. Made from soybeans, this alternative fuel has significantly lower emissions. Biodiesel can be used in any diesel engine, and a federal tax incentive makes it even more affordable. Plus, it helps reduce our dependence on foreign oil. So do the planet a favor. Switch to biodiesel, or from the National Biodiesel Board at biodiesel.org.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Pope John Paul II has been rushed to a hospital in Rome due to complications from the flu. The Vatican said he had developed a condition that blocked the flow of air to his lungs. Experts say the condition isn't fatal very often, but it is a serious problem for someone who is elderly and in poor health, like the Pope. The 84-year-old pontiff caught the flu on Sunday, forcing him to cancel all public appearances for a few days. President Bush is polishing the State of the Union address. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the president has gone through more than 15 drafts of the speech.
The State of the Union is a detailed blueprint for achieving the great goals and ideals the president outlined in his inaugural.
President Bush will deliver the State of the Union address to Congress and the nation at 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time. The Pentagon aims to significantly boost death benefits to the families of American troops killed in designated combat zones. During a Senate hearing, Pentagon officials unveiled proposals to double benefits to $500,000 and to make the boost retroactive to October 2001. That date roughly marks the start of the U.S.-led global terror war, which followed the 9/11 terror attacks. Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman applauded the proposal.
Any man or woman good enough to risk their lives in defense of our country ought to know, if they are called upon to make the ultimate sacrifice, that they can be confident that their families will be well taken care of.
Former astronauts, NASA workers, and tourists who just happened to be visiting the Kennedy Space Center gathered together and paused to reflect on the anniversary of the loss of Space Shuttle Columbia. Rory O'Neill reports.
It's been 2 years since the tragedy, and Kennedy Space Center Director Jim Kennedy expressed the emotion felt by so many.
To the crew of Columbia, I say you are gone, but you will never be forgotten.
But former astronaut Winston Scott says our actions will decide how we remember this crew.
But if we were to say, we're not going to fly in space anymore, we're going to scrap the space shuttles, and we're going to shut the space program down, our seven friends would have died for nothing.
And NASA does hope to fly the shuttle again. Updated and modified shuttle systems should be in place for a launch this May or June. Rory O'Neill at the Kennedy Space Center.
Punxsutawney Phil will give his 119th forecast for the end of spring later today. The director of the Punxsutawney Chamber of Commerce, Marlene Leelock, says Groundhog Day began in the late 1800s.
A group of men from Punxsutawney just got together and decided they'd have a little bit of fun, and one of them was a publisher of the local newspaper, and he spun quite a tale about a groundhog seeing his shadow.
If a shadow is seen, there will be six more weeks of winter. If there is no shadow, Phil predicts an early spring. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. An innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Unfiltered. Wednesday on Unfiltered. Heavens to Bessie. Corporate farms are trying to sour your organic milk. Colonel, well, don't just sit on the stool, fool. Are you tired of your landlord milking you for too much rent? March, march, march for your rights today. Plus, don't forget the Papatex with Mike Papantonio. Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April.
On Air America Radio.
Easier it is to understand what he writes, the I think the more understanding of religion a person becomes.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. Did I give the phone number tonight? Damn, not once. 866-303-2270, but never mind because all the lines are full. Back to Jerky, who is our bureau chief at large. He floats like a butterfly. He stings like a bee. Hey, Jerky, where were we?
Hey, Mike. I was just thinking that Brian Lamb was probably struggling mightily not to laugh in Bush's face there. It's like Monty Python, Life of Brian, you know, Willis Wadwick. You don't want to be tossed to the lions. But what do you think it's going to – I know you get this question all the time, but what it's going to take not to wake people up to what's going on, because I think a lot of the people who appear not to be awake actually are, but are just, you know, kind of engaging in a – they're not even fooling themselves. They're they're living in kind of like a meta-narrative, you know.
Right.
Like it's a lie that they live. They live the lie. Not they don't just believe the lie. They live the lie. Kind of like you know, there's certain performance artists who do things like that. And there's this guy in England, David Icke's or Icke's, who has this theory about he's an ostensibly intelligent person, but he has this theory about how all the rich people in the world are lizards. Have you heard of this guy?
Yes, I think I have.
Serious, you know, they're space lizards from the Dog Star, and they're acclimatizing the planet to be more
right.
like their planet by. And you know, he gives these speeches, and he's totally serious about it, even though, you know, obviously, he can't really believe it. But in terms of a strategy, when you look at the way the Republicans weren't always conservative. The conservative movement took over the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you think that liberals, or, you know, classic liberals, or kind of social justice proponents, can go about retaking over the Democratic Party the way that the conservatives took over the Republican Party?
Well,
do you think it's possible?
Yeah, I do, but it's going to require intense pain. That's the only motivator for political change, in my opinion, is pain. The rise of liberalism had to do with the incredible, excruciating pain that was being suffered by everybody. You think of the Industrial Revolution. There was no such thing as liberalism before the Industrial Revolution. But once that occurred, and we had children of six working in mines and poverty, and the feudal system was breaking apart, and in its place was capitalism was starting to assert itself, and there was tremendous pain. And over the course of the next, 100 years, in my reading history, that's when liberalism really developed as a political philosophy and was applicable to the common folk, like you and me. And I think that's what Roosevelt, that's what the New Deal was all about. This country was neck deep in pain and sinking fast. So the only thing I think it'll turn around is going to be pain. And I'll tell you, as you were forming the question, I kept thinking about, or I thought about what I've gone through here the past year. I've had four oral surgeries, and they have been an unmitigated bitch. Let me tell you, it's really been rough. But what I get when I go to the surgeon, they give me what's called conscious sedation. And they also give me a drug, I think it's called Versed, so that I don't remember anything. Now, it's really unbelievable, because I sit down in like an operating theater. It doesn't look like a real dentist chair. It looks like an operating theater, and they hook up the, you know, they stick the thing in your vein. And I hear one of the nurses say, okay, now, and they got the cannula in my nose and the thing on my finger to, you know, watch my heart and all that kind of stuff. So they start it. And the next thing, I have little flashes. There'll be little momentary flashes of something that I seem to remember, like faces coming close to mine or things pulling inside my mouth, you know. And when I come out of it, 3 hours later, to me, there's been about, 10 minutes go by. Now, I am not under general anesthesia. It's conscious sedation. So God only knows what I'm saying to those people. I may be saying, you son of a bitch, that hurt. You know, I have no idea what's going on in there. But all I know is then Kathy comes around behind, you know, where the ramp is, and they roll me down, and she puts me in the car, and we go home. And on the way home, I'm saying, man, what time is it? What, it's 4:30? Jesus, this is a wonderful milkshake. Can I have six more? And so To me, that's what has happened to the American public. We are in a state of conscious sedation, and the only thing that's going to wake us up is pain, or when the drugs wear off. I can't think of any other metaphor or analogy. I can't. That's it for me. And I had never had conscious sedation until, you know, starting November a year ago when all this started, you know. And I've had it four times now. And a matter of fact, I'm starting to like it. You know? I mean, there's these huge gaps. And they're almost fun, and it's like death. You know, now I think I have an inkling, maybe, of what death is like. You know, one minute you are, the next minute you aren't.
Is that the nitrous?
And there's a milkshake waiting for you at the other end, you know, with an angel there. Or no, that's Kathy. You know, one minute you are, the next minute you aren't, and you get a milkshake for it. So, you know, that works for me, right?
Wow. Hey, Mike, I'd just like to mention before I go that yesterday was the 60th anniversary of the execution of Eddie Slovic.
Oh, the only soldier in World War II.
Yeah, the first since the Civil War to be executed for desertion and the last to be executed for desertion.
Well, I didn't know that. I never heard his name until I saw the either the movie or the made-for-TV movie, The Execution of Private Slovic. Years and years and years ago. So anyway, thanks. Thanks, Jerky. Good to hear from you.
Great show, Mike, as always.
All right, take care. Travel safe. Yeah, conscious sedation. No, I get my metaphors where I can find them. Trust me. You know, I know a lot of you get yours from literature. I had a bunch of people just email in. So let me just pick what Ray sent in. Ray writes, the president said he reads 20 memorandi. Or 10 memorandi. He says, I didn't graduate from college, but while I was in Catholic diocesan seminary, I did learn the declensions of nouns. Memo comes from Latin, memorandum. The plural is memoranda. Radius is second declension male. Radius, radii. Stadium is second declension neuter. Stadium, stadia. I left the seminary in 1967 and became a conscientious objector on religious grounds. I love that. I love it. Did you mean that to be funny, Ray? I left the seminary in 1967 and became a conscientious... No, I find humor in that. And a couple of you sent in, you know, Bush saying memorandi. Obviously, there is no such thing. And it took me back to my Latin. Oh, my God. How many of you remember reading Caesar's Gallic War? Remember all that? Omnia Gallia est divisa in tres partes. Ah, jeez. But when I learned Latin, I found, you know, I smoked back then, like most teenagers, and I found out I could read all that stuff on the front of a pack of Pall-Mells. In hoc signo vincase. What else was there? Weenie weenie weechi. You know, they're taking stuff from Caesar and putting on a pack of cigarettes. No wonder we all smoked. Anyway, thanks, Ray. Who's up next? Marge. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge.
Hello there.
So what's this now? You have a computer?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Never mind. I thought you were listening on the web.
No.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, back a couple of calls, you had somebody talking about kids and that you know, grew up since September 11th and all the rest
of
it.
Yeah,
yeah. I want to direct people who... or suggest to people who have computers to find the words to a song from South Pacific. It's not one that you usually sing. There's nothing like a dame. It's called You Have to Teach the Little Children to Hate.
I think I remember that. I vaguely remember that. South Pacific was not one of my favorite musicals.
Well, you know, it goes back a few years, and not too many people have seen it lately.
Hey, hold on a second, Marge. Hold on. We got to take a break. I'll come back to you. Hold on. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. It's like the milkshake at the end of the universe. You know what I'm saying?
Just a little pinprick. There'll be no more. sick. Can you stand up? I do believe it's working. Good.
Do you want the best in truth-telling independent news? Subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. In this issue, see how cities nationwide are forcing homeowners off their land to build strip malls. Learn how our government supports a violent West African dictatorship for access to its oil. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones digs deeper to bring you the real story behind the news at readmojo.com.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chivers?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case. Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Listen, there's all kinds of ways to treat substance. I understand that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do there, Georgie. Hey, don't forget, before we go back to Marge, tomorrow night is the State of the Union address, Bush's 5th State of the Union. And this is when the rest of the world gets to hear the kind of Bush BS that we deal with every single day in this country. So join us tomorrow night, and after Bush's State of the Onion, we will push, we will peel Bush's onion. What? Oh, it's union? Back to Marge, who has called in from Indiana. Thanks for holding on, Marge.
No problem. The point of that song, though, I think, is that young minds, children's minds, are clean slates, and they don't hate. They don't. They're not prejudiced, and these kinds of feelings have to be taught. And also, you know, fear as a result of 9/11 is being ingrained into young minds, and, mm-hmm. and that's absolutely scary.
Hey, here you go. Here you go, Marge. Stephanie just sent this in. All right, here you go. You ready? All right, listen up. You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed into your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. There you go.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
You know, it's amazing to me that a song like that was out in the 50s.
Well,
it's amazing.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Isn't that the truth? Anyway, Stephanie, thanks, Stephanie.
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie. The reason I called, are you familiar with the article in USA Today about a survey of high school students?
Yeah, we talked about it last night.
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That absolutely blows my mind.
Yeah, it does. It's very scary, Marge.
I've been searching, and I've been driving the reference librarian nuts today to try and find out who made the statement, the duty of the Fourth Estate is to maintain an informed citizenry. And the closest I can come is a Thomas Carlyle, a Scotsman from, let's see, he was...
Scotland.
Yeah, 1795 to 1881.
Right.
And he was talking about the sorts of things. One of the things that she did find is the media's obligation is to be the defenders of public interest, the media being the watchdog that continually holds the barbarians at the gate. Don't you love it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who was it that also said that the duty of the press is to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable?
I don't.
That might have been H.L. Mencken. Never mind.
Yeah, well, whatever. There's a very, talking about Bush and his reading material, there's a very interesting op-ed piece in the Chicago Tribune today by Dave, co-authored by a David Domke and a Kevin Coe, C-O-E, called Bush, God, and the Union, how many times he refers to God in his speeches as compared to other presidents. It's an interesting piece.
Where is it?
Chicago Tribune today.
Today's Tribune, okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night ought to be a real hoot. He's going to stand there like the little thrusting, chin-thrusting tyrant that he is, little schoolyard bully that he is. He honestly believes, and you know this as well as I do, Marge, that something glorious and wonderful happened in Iraq on Sunday, which is not to denigrate on my part the obvious, I don't know, courage or fear or combination of the two that sent thousands of Iraqis out to the polls. Maybe it was just wishful thinking that if enough of them voted, the American aggressor would get the hell out of their country. So, I don't want to denigrate the people who went out there, but that was as much of election. It was as important an election for the Iraqi people as the elections that we used to have in high school for class officers, and maybe less than that. But Bush will stand out there as if some seminal moment in the history of Middle Eastern politics.
I'm wondering how many people of Iraqi descent all over the world. I mean, there's many of them in the U.S. and some in the U.K. and I don't know where else. That went to the polls and vote. What is the percentage of the populace that voted in other areas as compared to the Iraqi people actually in Iraq?
Right. Well, we'll never know.
No.
You know, the voting machines and the ballots whatever they used. You know, I don't know what the hell they used. But
I keep going back to Stalin. It's not who casts the ballots; it's who counts them.
Right. Or you can go to Ohio. It's not who casts the ballots; it's who counts them. Stalin, Ohio. You know, same thing.
And that leads me to my last question. since the State of the Onion is being delivered on Groundhog's Day, does that mean if he sees his shadow, we'll be have to endure 4 more years of economic winter?
You're too much. All right, Marge, thanks for checking in.
Take care.
All right, you too. You have a nice evening. Love, Marge. Quick break. We'll be back. We have who? We have Brother Sky Blue. Oh, my God. Brother Sky Blue from Memphis, Tennessee. We'll get to Brother Sky in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
In the White House, the Whitey White House, the liar sleeps tonight. In the Mideast, the oily Mideast, I'm gonna pick a fight. Bring it in, such a twit, bring it in.
And so, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German Justice Minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just got called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
I happen to have been an MIA wife for 8 years back in the 70s. My husband was a carrier pilot who disappeared into thin air. So when Bush did that little stunt of landing on the carrier in flight gear, here the sniveling little weasel was safe and sound at home while my husband, who was a real carrier pilot, was getting killed.
866-303-AAR0.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, washing down over me. Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis. Walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis.
It's about 25 before the hour. Brother Sky Blue is calling from Memphis. Brother Sky, we haven't heard from you for a while. You've been okay, I hope.
Well, Mike, I didn't have a computer, and used to have to get through. My brother, since y'all come on Air America, my brother showed me the article in the local paper last week, and I've been listening to you ever since. I'm having my cable disconnected, Mike. First, before I say anything else, I've got to stand up for, I live about three blocks from Sun Studio, of course, where Elvis Presley recorded You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog. And I have to stand up for our hometown girl, Lisa Marie Presley. You know, she is the only one that recognized that Michael Jackson was really just a troubled little boy in his mind. And that he needed help, and she was the only one that really tried to help him with love. Yeah. And she did all she could.
Yes.
And, you know what I'm saying, Mike?
I do.
For a hometown. But, Mike, boy, you was talking about them atomic bombs and stuff tonight. You was scaring me. You're a pretty good preacher, you know. You're scaring people to Jesus. You just got to figure out a way, like me now, to make them to send you all your money, all their money.
That's true.
I think you're kind of like the Marilyn Manson of talk radio. You're really a pretty dark person, Mike. Mike, I can't get away without mentioning about Emanuel Swedenborg. You know, in the Bible, President Bush might read over Christ's head, the Pilate had written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, King of the Jews, the placard placed over Christ's head on the cross. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew. The New Testament is written in Latin. The New Testament was written in Greek. And Emanuel Swedenborg wrote his 30 volumes of interpretations of the whole Bible in Latin. That completes the triunity of the sacred scripture. So President Bush has got 30 more volumes to read before he reads the complete Bible. But, you know, Mike, talking about these teenagers, for 10 years now, I've been banned from talk radio in Memphis. And these teenagers, I caught my nephew the other day riding with him in his car, turning on Rush Limbaugh. You know, they turn off of the FM on the AM, and there's no alternative. For 10 years now, they've been pumped all of this. In Memphis, we've had there's one black radio station here in Memphis, WLOK. It's black-owned, and the man is a real community and social spirit active, and he allows, and Miss Janice Fully Love, she's a real good Democrat, and she allows conversation, and that's what it is. This 666 out of the book of Revelations, this is no buying or selling, this is exchanging ideas. Well, I've got all of these cable stations here and all of this junk, you know, Ashley Simpson and all of this glitter and this TBN, this Trinity Broadcasting Network. You talk about these James Dobson and this mindless cult, you know, the focus on the family, his group is, they cry the family, family, I know you've got your family is growing, and there's nothing, you know, the family is great, but as far as holding the family as the highest goal and form of human charity is really limiting the capacities of men and women. We have the capacities to recognize the family, you know, our nation, and then the world family. And the Democrats, this is really a breath of fresh air, Mike, this Air America. Yeah. And I'm listening to all of it every day, and I know you've got a big audience in Memphis, especially among the black Democrats, because they've been kept off of these local, that we have these conservative local broadcasters that has limited, free speech here in this part of the country for years.
Yeah. So, Brother Scott, you say you disconnected your cable.
Yeah, I'm disconnecting my cable. You know, we've got a congressman here. We're trying to get Congressman Steve Cohen, bless his Jewish heart, is trying to get us this medicinal marijuana law passed here.
Yeah.
Because, you see, I happen to use medicinal marijuana because it...
No, do you really?
It's the only thing that helps me with my symptoms that I have with... This is, you see, we have these crack addictions and these women as age. You see, you talked about them. What about the nuclear bomb?
That's true.
It kills people without. What if they come up with an atomic bomb that only killed Muslims, you know? And like the man down around the corner that I buy my beer and cigarettes from, he's a Muslim. But I was just kidding about that. But, you know, like age is kind of like a neutron bomb that only kills blacks.
Yeah.
And that's because of this crack cocaine that they were importing into the black communities for the last 15 years,
That's right.
And then they have this, you know, you smoke that crack cocaine and you have sex with anything. And these women that have sex with the poor women, they have to, go out and they have to sell their bodies and souls and risk getting murdered on the streets to get this drug that they need for whatever reason. But rich people, you know, there's plenty of crack out there in the rich and famous land.
That's right.
But they should have it like methadone. When you get addicted, you go down there and you sign up and they give you what you think you need that day. And that way it cuts out the drug cartels. We don't have to go down to Columbia and have all these people killing each other.
Brother Sky,
all the gangs in America.
Brother,
we need more progressive thinkers.
Brother Sky?
Yes.
Yo, I'm getting dizzy. I think we better move on, but don't be a stranger now, please. All right, I love hearing from you.
We're listening in Memphis, Mike.
All right, thank you, Brother Scott.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. You take care. You get about 9 cases of whiplash. I love him. I love Brother Sky Blue. Oh. Oh. He made me, about 2 years ago, when was it, Kathy, when he started calling the program? I went out and bought some Emanuel Swedenborg, and it was so beyond me, I have no idea what Emanuel Swedenborg was writing about. I couldn't, it was too dense. Too dense. Swedenborg makes Sartre look like an afternoon walk in the park. And Brother Sky Blue, he's a street preacher and raconteur and all sorts of things. Used to hang out, I think, with Elvis. Who else? Jerry Lee Lewis and a bunch of them folks from Sun Records. Good to hear from you there, Brother Sky. Whew. Mary is calling from Memphis. What, somebody opened the gate here? Mary, welcome. Yes, welcome to the program.
Remember the mayonnaise?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, the blue, Dukes, yeah. and Blue Plate.
I have been trying to listen since they announced that you would be on.
Yeah.
Because we have nothing but Clear Channel, and you know what that's all about here in this town.
Well, you know,
what
market.
I would like to tell you is that the effects of the depleted uranium are showing up in our men and women.
That's true.
And I suggest that you have a guest by the name of Joyce Riley. She can tell you what is happening throughout the United States.
Okay. You know why I remember you, Mary? Not to trivialize the conversation. We are going to have somebody about DU. But you know how I remember you? You're the woman who said that you and your sister mixed Duke's mayo with Worcestershire sauce and called it the stuff. Right?
Right. And anyhow...
You didn't think I'd remember that, did you?
Yeah, well, you were in Chicago, if you remember.
That's right. That was 100 years ago, and I remember that.
And one night you came on and said, "This is your last night." Remember that?
Yes, I sure did.
But anyhow, please get someone on this depleted uranium.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Coming in by the droves, and it's even the second generation, and the birth defects are horrendous. And
it is.
In the meantime, they're closing down our VA hospitals.
I know.
In many areas of town. So have a good one.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Mary. I appreciate you checking in. Don't be a stranger, okay? You take care. You know, I've said that a lot in my career. This is my last night. It's kind of like the Malloy mantra, right? Hey, folks, welcome to the program. This is my last night. I don't think that'll happen on this network, though. This is my last night. Starting tomorrow night, Dr. Laura. That happened here in Atlanta. Whew. Man. Yeah, I remember Mary. I love the folks in Memphis. Thank golly. Be careful when you talk about Memphis. Folks are calling from Memphis because it's a great city. All right. More of your phone calls. Not necessarily from Memphis when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Every Friday up in Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, "Tell me, are you a Christian child?" And I said, "Ma'am, I am." Tonight, walking in Memphis, was walking my feet 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis.
I walk straight next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down.
800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Saturday.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more in it.
When was the last time you woke up full of energy and completely refreshed? If it's been too long, then there's an all-natural way to get the best sleep of your life guaranteed. It's called Liquid Sleep. It's a delicious apple cinnamon flavored powder you mix with water before bed. You will fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and reach that deep dream-filled sleep that's essential for feeling fresh and full of energy. Liquid Sleep contains safe all-natural ingredients, including one derived from tryptophan. You know the stuff in turkey that puts you to sleep after Thanksgiving dinner. So stop feeling like a zombie and functioning at less than your best. Try Liquid Sleep now, risk-free. You'll enjoy the best sleep of your life the very first night, or your money back. Order Liquid Sleep now, and we'll even include a memory foam pillow and $80 value absolutely free.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690. 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690. 800-426-0690.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. The usual gang was here tonight, or someplace. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, engineered in New York. And where's Linda? Linda was off tonight. Tim Einenkow answered your calls tonight, associate producer in New York. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure to speak to you again, Mike. Yeah, earlier in the show, you were talking about the Democratic Party leadership wanting to confirm Alberto Gonzalez as Attorney General. Yeah, and how the Democratic leadership was refusing to filibuster the Gonzales nomination.
Right.
Well, I was glad to hear on Air America News earlier that reportedly some 25 to 30 Democrats will be voting against the confirmation of Alberto Torture Memos Gonzales, as mm-hmm. I call him. But what's wrong with the other Democrats in the Senate? And
they're
what's
not,
wrong with the Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid?
They're not Democrats. I don't know what they are. They're Republicans in Democrat clothing. I don't know. They make me sick. They disgust me.
Here we have the nomination of a man who's the architect of something as morally indefensible, reprehensible, and infamous, and dare I use Bush's word, evil, as these torture memos.
Mm-hmm.
And Harry Reid was reportedly said that this is not the time for a filibuster. And if this is not the time for a filibuster...
Yeah, when is?
Yeah, right, exactly.
God, I hate these people.
It's incredible, and I'd like to know how Hillary Clinton is going to vote on this nomination. And I hope that Charles Schumer already voted no on the Senate committee.
No, I think he bitched and complained, but on Gonzales.
Yeah,
I think he. I don't know.
But I think don't all the senators have to vote again on the Senate floor?
Oh yeah. After if the senators are on the committees that pass these guys out of committee, yeah, that's just whether or not to pass them out of committee. They vote in the up or down vote on the Senate floor. Yes.
That's my thought, Ann. Well, all I can say is Hillary Clinton and Charles Schumer better do the right thing. Now, we saw last week I was disgusted with the Condoleezza cannot seem to tell the truth Rice vote.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
She was confirmed by so many Democrats voting for her. And that was bad enough, but they better do the right thing this week because, I mean, they better vote the right way. If they want me to go out and vote for them the next time they run for office, either Hillary or Charles Schumer, then they better start voting.
Well, you know, I hate predictions in politics, but I'll tell you what, Jerry, please don't be surprised when both Clinton and Schumer vote to confirm. And their rationale will be, well, you know, as bad as he is, the president has a right to have whom he wants in his cabinet. And the flaw in that ointment is the Constitution gives Congress, to the Senate anyway, the right of advice and consent, only it's more
exactly.
than it's the consent part, not the advice part. I can't think of a Republican president and probably most Democrats who have ever talked with members of the Senate in terms of advice. But as far as consent is concerned, this is where the United States Senate has become nothing but a pack of whores, or worse.
It's disgraceful.
It's a terrible situation.
And that so many Democrats in the Senate would seem to reduce their constitutional role in the confirmation process to one of simply bitching and moaning about the presidential nominees and then voting to rubber stamp and confirm them anyway. I mean, that's not why I voted for Charles Schumer. That's not why I voted for Hillary Clinton to be my senator.
I know. Surprise.
Yeah.
But how do you feel, you know, you don't have to answer this, but just rhetorically, how do you feel about how you voted for Kerry? Hey, listen, I've got to leave it.
I'm disgusted with that, too. And then we have the disgusting vote of anti-civil liberties Chertoff coming tomorrow.
Yeah, I hear that, too. Jerry, let me see if I can squeeze in one more call. I appreciate you checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. Scott is calling from Missouri. Scott, you only got about a minute here, but give it your best shot.
All right, Mike. I was just curious on I'm trying to find the truth in what national media can I listen to now? I mean, obviously not Fox News. I mean, what do you think of Fox News?
It's composed of ghouls, vampires, and demons. I guess you can listen to Air America.
True. I mean, I only get it through the internet, though, and that's kind of hard to get. I mean, like, on the daytime, I should just turn my TV off.
Turn it off. Turn off your radio, too, except, I don't know, just listen to FM music. You know, there's an old saying, where ignorance is bliss, 'tis folly to be wise, and we live in a country now that is excruciatingly ignorant. Politically, anyway, and becoming more so scientifically. So maybe guys like you and me and other people should just say, oh, man, you know, I'm going to listen to either classical rock or classical symphonic or classical whatever, and forget about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I can't. I'm not good on advice, Scott. I have a hell of a time just running my own life. I don't know how to give advice. I really don't.
One more suggestion. Canada's too cold, so if I wanted to move, like, give me a warm place I can go.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, are they free there?
Yeah, that's a nice country. Costa Rica, down in Central America, they... The president, I believe, is the president of that country. Was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize. They don't have an army. They don't attack their neighbors. There's a lot of biodiversity there. There's mountains, a seashore. You can ski. Rainforest. A lot of Americans there. Scott, we got to leave it there. Take care, okay, buddy?
Thanks
we'll
a lot,
talk
man.
To you. We'll talk to you again. If we didn't get your call, I do apologize, but. Thanks for your participation tonight on whatever level, even you right-wing lurkers who don't have the courage God gave a gnat to call this program. You know who you are, you little boobies, you. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with the performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Pope John Paul II has been rushed to a hospital in Rome due to complications from the flu. The Vatican said he had developed a condition that blocked the flow of air to his lungs. Experts say the condition isn't fatal very often, but it is a serious problem for someone who is elderly and in poor health, like the Pope. The 84-year-old pontiff caught the flu on Sunday, forcing him to cancel all public appearances for a few days. President Bush is polishing the State of the Union address. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the president has gone through more than 15 drafts of the speech.
The State of the Union is a detailed blueprint for achieving the great goals and ideals the president outlined in his inaugural.
President Bush will deliver the State of the Union address to Congress and the nation at 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time. The Pentagon aims to significantly boost death benefits to the families of American troops killed in designated combat zones. During a Senate hearing, Pentagon officials unveiled proposals to double benefits to $500,000 and to make the boost retroactive to October 2001. That date roughly marks the start of the U.S.-led global terror war. which followed the 9/11 terror attacks. Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman applauded the proposal.
Any man or woman good enough to risk their lives in defense of our country ought to know, if they are called upon to make the ultimate sacrifice, that they can be confident that their families will be